You are listening to the Campus Life Podcast, where Gary shares his lessons and adventures on campus as a college chaplain and the lead pastor of a collegiate church plant in West Hartford, Connecticut. Gary releases a new episode on the first and last Thursday of each month, but keep an eye out on your email because Gary is known to release bonus content every now and then. Lastly, Gary answers two questions on each episode. You can submit your questions by emailing us at info@faithfellowshipct.com and typing campus life question in the subject line. Now buckle up for this episode of Campus Life.
So one of the first things you need to do as a new person on the block, and this is assuming that you've already made initial contact, you've already set up your, not infrastructure, but at least you have talked to the right people about being on campus. Maybe you've already set up a student group. Maybe you've taken a full-time position as a campus minister, or maybe you're there as a volunteer. Like for me, I'm a volunteer and a college missionary who has to raise my own support. Even though the university recognizes that I'm here, has given me an office, a space, storage, all that kind of stuff. And so maybe you're like me. So whatever way you kind of come onto the campus, I want to say to you, you need to be visible. You need to be seen. And there's two parts to this. One is being visible and another is being vocal. But today we're going to talk about being visible. And I want to say this because we have a tendency as Christians, for some of us, at least introverted one types of Christians, to kind of segregate ourselves from the general population on campus. And I get it, because we're not the home team. We're definitely the away team. The culture is definitely not super inviting of Christians on campus, at least not at my secular university. It's not the norm. And so typically we kind of keep to our Christian bubble. And we only go to Christian events and we only go to things that we're promoting. And that is one of the biggest mistakes that you can make early on as a campus minister. And so I want to say that you need to be visible. You need to be seen. You need to get out of your office, get out of your space, get out of only your events, and get around to other things that are happening on campus. And so here's two types of people you need to be visible to. And that's this. You need to be visible, first of all, to faculty and staff. It's so important. This even translates, if some of you are coming from a youth ministry background, this is kind of like making acquaintances with parents, making relationships with parents. That is vital. And it is vital for you as a new campus chaplain, minister, advisor to a Christian group on campus, or like a director of something on campus. It's so important for you to get to know the people who work at the university. Do not take that lightly. You need to get connected with those people. They need to see you. They need to get to know who you are, because believe it or not, they will become key players to your success as a campus minister. And they will introduce you to other people. They will, you know, find ways to get you money. They will find ways to get you access and resources. So you need to meet those people. Be visible to them as well. Some of my suggestions for that, to be visible, to be around, is to do lunch with them. Maybe set up a lunch meeting or just do lunch. Be where everyone eats lunch. Show up to all the meetings that you might be a part of. For me, I'm invited to meetings with the rest of student affairs workers now. Again, like I said, I don't work officially. I'm not paid by the university, but I am officially recognized and affiliated with our university. And so I get invited to meetings, I get training, and I show up. Some people choose not to show up at those things, but it's super vital. Even if you're not official there, if you're a part of the campus, a Christian student group, it's still important that you show up to those types of things, those types of meetings, or even open public meetings or forums they're having. That shows that you care about the university. Make friends. Be visible. Again, you need to be out in front. You need to be seen walking around. And so you need to do that. Another group that you need to be visible to, of course, are students. You need to be visible. You need to be visible to students. You need to go to things like sporting events. You need to go to student-led events or initiated events that they do. You know, especially when there's tragedy stuff that happens on campus, or you know, we're dealing with a difficult time on campus. You need to show up to those things. That's huge. It means something to people. Take those opportunities. Also, if you're invited to pray somewhere, you know there are going to be people there. Take that initiative to do that. Club launches. That's one of the things I like to do as well. A lot of times there are new clubs that launch, student clubs that launch on campus, and I like to go to their first meeting and just say, "Hi, I'm Gary. I'm one of the campus ministers here, you have my support. I want to be a friend to what you're doing. If there's any way we can partner, any way that we can maybe work together in the future, hey, come by my office. Here's my contact." And voila, I've made a connection. Also, I would suggest eating in the common area sometime, you know, or eating in the student union. It's a great place to be visibly seen. And here's why you want to be visible. And this one, some of the things that I thought about that have been helpful for me. It raises curiosity. When you're visible, people wonder who you are. When they see you walking around campus, or they see you eating in the commons, and most of us will look a little older than 20, you know. And so they say, "Who is this? You know, this isn't a typical student." It raises the curiosity to find out who this person might be, especially if they're seeing you multiple times a week, or, you know, multiple times over the course of a semester. Another reason why you need to be visible is that it says that you're here. This is kind of a way to invite yourself or let people know that you are a part of the campus community, that you are here with us, that you are a person who is invested in this university. You are a part of the community at the university or college. Another reason why you want to be visible is because it says to the administration that you're serious about what you're doing, and you're serious about your desire to help and be a blessing to that university, especially when you're in a volunteer role. It's, you know, when you're paid, it's expected that you show up. But as a volunteer, you can leverage so much more, you know, credit for yourself by showing up to events. And they say, "Wow, man, you know, it's really serious." I remember one time I came into a meeting after we had an incident on campus. And it was off. It was not my regular day. It was a kind of a emergency meeting, and I showed up, you know. And the dean of student affairs was like, "Man, thank you so much for being here, Gary. You didn't have to be here, you know." And he was grateful to have me there, as a minister in a time of great turmoil. And so, my word would be to you is to go to as much stuff as you can, without like sabotaging your family, all right, and your emotional and psychological well-being. Go to as many things as your schedule allows you to go to. Make room, you know, to go and not, again, like I said, not just the Christian stuff, but go to other things, because you never know what collaborations or who you might, how you showing up might lead to a relationship that ends up helping in the long run. And so this is one thing that I wanted to say to you as well, is for me on my campus, apparel has worked really well for me. Okay. Now this may not work well at your university or in your context, but it works well for me. People at my university wear apparel all the time. People wear apparel that is department specific. And everyone has on gear, especially people who are working in some capacity. Now, most people are wearing gear just to, you know, for school pride. But then the people who are working here at the university always have some type of university and department specific type of gear on. And so I went to the print shop, and I had them make me a zip up vest and a zip up jacket for the winter. And on the back of my jacket, it says campus chaplain. And it's on the front, it says campus ministry, and I got them to put the school logo on the front of it. So immediately I become a part of the community. Everybody knows that logo, and they see what department I work in, and they know who I am. And this is important because it's helping me in a sense, and this is kind of like a segue into next week's conversation. It helps me become vocal. One of the things about being visible, and it raises curiosity, and eventually people are going to want to know why you're here. And so for me, it kind of answers that question that very naturally for people. And it also makes people feel a little bit more safe about me being here in the community, especially when they first get to know me. So maybe that works for you, but maybe it doesn't. Let me tell you two ways that it has worked for me. The first way, I was in Starbucks one day on campus, and I was just getting a coffee, and a guy's behind me in line, and he kind of taps me and says, "Excuse me, sir, you know, I've heard about there being campus ministry." Oh, I'm sorry, he was in front of me, and he tapped me, and turned around, and he tapped me and said, "Hey, man, I heard about campus ministry, and I saw that you have campus ministry on your jacket. I was wondering, you know, do you know who's in charge of that?" And I'm like, "Hey, that's me." And so he tells me a little bit about his experience and his life in Christ and how he's been watching his home church, you know, via online, but hasn't had a time to go to a local fellowship, but doesn't know where to go. So I began to tell him we have service on campus, got his Connect card filled out right there. And that led to a relationship. And so what I'm trying to say is that you need to be visible. Another thing that is happening for me is that the staff and faculty like my apparel. They keep asking me where I got it from. They're like, "Man, this is cool. It looks really official." And I'm like, "It is official." I was like, "Man, you know, you can go and get one too." And so it has connected me even more and made even the other groups on campus like, "Man, you're really, you know, invested here. You went and got apparel. I've been trying to get apparel. I don't know where to go get it from." And they said, "Man, you went to the lengths to go and get it." And so it has increased my, you know, my level of investment in their eyes and level of commitment in their eyes to my heart for this university. And so I would say, you know, just be visible, you know, and I would say that you need to do this for at least 2 to 3 years. It's still important. You know, sometimes you can kind of wane off once you've kind of earned your keep. But I was listening to one ministry podcast recently, and it said that you don't really have a bunch of skin in the game until about 5 years in. And I know that sounds like a long time, but it's the truth, because a lot of times campus ministries are always in flux. People are leaving, people are coming and going, and people don't stay long because, you know, sometimes because of low pay or no pay. And there's a high turnover rate with campus ministers sometimes. And so you need to at least show the university that you mean business, that you mean to stick around for a while and be visible. And it never really hurts to be at things that people didn't expect that you would show up. It always, always helps. So thank you so much for listening today. Hey, if you are listening and you're not in campus ministry, but you're excited about our mission to deploy and develop and disciple college students so they can make a change for culture for years to come, I invite you to send me an email at info@faithfellowshipct.com. And we can talk more about, you know, maybe partnering together or maybe, you know, getting a mission team up here or whatever that thing is that you want to do. And however you feel God is calling you to be a part of deploying college students into the marketplace. So thank you so much for listening. Next week, we'll talk about being vocal. Until then, be visible. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Campus Life. To get the show notes from this episode, be sure to email us at info@faithfellowshipct.com and type "show notes" in the subject. You can use the show notes to discuss this content with your staff and student leaders. Lastly, if you'd like to financially support Gary on his mission to disciple, develop, and deploy college students so they can influence the culture for Christ for decades to come, visit garynighton.com/h4uh. As always, if you enjoy this content, please share with your friends and on social media. Thanks again for listening to Campus Life.